When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Promptly Potter, where each episode we flex our critical analysis muscles and break down a question about the Harry Potter novels. This is episode 170, and today's prompt comes from chapter 8 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, titled The Wedding. Hi friends, my name is Richa, and I will be your host for this episode. Today's prompt concerns the boundary between a genius researcher and an eccentric madman. The prompt is, how might Xenophilius Lovegood have conducted research on Grenumbly magic? So in this chapter, we get a little more insight into Luna's character and, well, why she is the way that she is. The Lovegoods, as longtime neighbors of the Weasleys, are invited to Bill and Fleur's wedding. Harry and Ron are working together to usher in all the wedding guests when they meet Xenophilius. You know what? The name's kind of a mouthful, so I'm just going to call him Zeno. Harry describes good old Zeno as slightly cross-eyed with shoulder-length white hair the texture of candy floss, and wearing a cap whose tassel dangled in front of his nose and robes of an eye-watering shade of egg yolk yellow. Harry's eye is also drawn to the odd symbol around his neck, which we'll later learn is the Deathly Hallows. Zeno introduces himself to Ron and Harry, although he doesn't recognize Harry as Harry because currently he's disguised as a distant Weasley cousin, and he informs them that his daughter is currently lingering in, quote, their charming little garden to say hello to the gnomes. Such a glorious infestation. How few wizards realize just how much we can learn from the wise little gnomes, or to give them their correct name, the Grenumbly Gardensi. A moment later, Luna turns up and somehow immediately recognizes Harry, even with the disguise, to announce ecstatically that one of the gnomes actually bit her. Zeno, of course, is overjoyed by this. How wonderful, he says. Gnome saliva is enormously beneficial. If you should feel any burgeoning talent today, perhaps an unexpected urge to sing opera or to declaim in Mirmish, do not repress it. You may have been gifted by the Grenumblies. Harry takes this in stride, although Ron starts to laugh, and Luna informs them that her father has done a lot of research on Grenumbly magic. So that whole interaction is pretty standard for the Lovegood family. We've previously learned that Luna's mother, Pandora, liked to experiment a lot with magic. And we'll learn later in the book that Xenophilius does research into all sorts of things, including trying to recreate the lost diadem of Ravenclaw. And, of course, taking trips across the continent with his daughter to find the elusive Crumplehorn Snorkak. Considering his diadem of Ravenclaw is actually just a headdress with a dirigible plum stuck to it, and what he claims is a Snorkak horn is actually an Arumpent horn that explodes and destroys his house, it's not clear how much we can really trust in his expertise when it comes to magical creatures. For one thing, I'm not entirely sure that Grenumbly Gardensi isn't a name that he just made up, but we can at least be sure that he conducts extensive and thorough research, even if his results tend to be, let's say, lacking in any basis in reality. So how might he have conducted research on gnome magic? While gnomes are not exactly elusive creatures, they're pretty easy to find. And given that he's a neighbor of the Weasleys who've been dealing with a gnome infestation for years, it stands to reason that the Lovegoods' backyard might also be infested with gnomes. Maybe some of them, tired of being flung out of the Weasleys' garden every few months, ended up taking residence on the next hill over. I imagine that he would have thoroughly observed and documented their movements. A lot of hiding in the bushes with a quill and parchment so as to not disrupt their natural activities. It's likely that once he got a sense of that, he attempted to communicate with them as well. It doesn't seem that gnomes have their own language, Or even if they do, they do seem capable of communicating in English, although that might just be the case with the Weasley family's gnomes because Fred and George have taught them swear words. Zeno probably attempted to teach them as well about the ways of wizards. Now, how did he come to the conclusion that gnome saliva has wonderful magical properties? I see a couple plausible scenarios. It's possible that, despite appearances, gnomes are intelligent enough to understand that Zeno is trying to learn about them and to feed him false information just for the fun of it. Honestly, that would be kind of hilarious. After all, when Harry was bitten by a gnome in Chamber of Secrets, he didn't suddenly discover any previously unknown talents. I think it's most likely, though, that Zeno's discovery was really a case of confirmation bias. He expected something to happen, and so something did. I imagine that he antagonized the gnomes enough that one of them eventually bit him to try to get him to go away, and he took that as an opportunity to discern the effects of gnome saliva. But by expecting the gnome saliva to have an effect on him, he ended up attributing everything that happened after he got bitten to the gnome saliva. He felt a strong urge to sing opera and decided that that must be the gnomes working their magic. In any case, given Zeno's track record, I'm inclined not to trust his judgment. But who knows? Maybe he was a secret genius all along. Of course, all of that is just my opinion. Tell us what you think over on MuggleNet.com social media channels, and be sure to use the hashtag PromptlyPotter to join in on the conversation.
Promptly Potter is produced by Marissa Osman, edited by Patrick Muselek, and is brought to you by MuggleNet.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.